This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Chitwan reports 87 new coronavirus cases today. A corona-infected man dies while undergoing treatment at Western Regional Hospital Pokhara this morning. 15 corona-infected persons in Banke district return home after recovery. And Afghanistan peace talks open in Qatar, seeking end to decades of war. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged one and all not to underestimate the COVID-19 infection and be frivolous about it. In a regular press conference yesterday, Ministry's spokesperson Dr. Jageshwar Gautam appealed to all not to go by the rumours that COVID-19 is like any other flu and it is not deadly at the risk of COVID-19 and was increasing in the country and the number of infected ones and the fatality was on the rise. Dr. Gautam also requested all of us not to comment negatively on the health safety protocols put in place by the Ministry of Health and Population to prevent and control the COVID-19 pandemic and treat the infected ones. The spokesperson also urged the media not to distort the health safety measures instituted by the ministry and being implemented to contain the deadly infection. 87 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Chitwan today. According to Information Officer of Bharatpur Hospital, Liladhar Paudel, of the infected, 50 are males and 23 are females. A person died of COVID-19 in Pokhara today. An 85-year-old man of Putali Bazar municipality died at a Western Regional Hospital, Corona Special Hospital Treatment Center. He was admitted to the hospital on September 9 and was undergoing treatment at ICU of the hospital. According to director at the hospital, Dr. Arjun Acharya, a total of 10 coronavirus-infected persons died in course of treatment in the hospital so far. With this, the total number of deaths caused by COVID-19 has reached 23 in Gandaki state. Likewise, a person has died of COVID-19 in Rupandehi. A 40-year-old man of Somasatia rural municipality died at the Corona Special Hospital in Butwal. According to Information Officer of the Lumbini Provincial Hospital, Dr. Bisnu Gautam, he had been admitted to the hospital on August 30 and died last night. The man had come to the hospital with high fever and was later diagnosed with coronavirus. The man was on ventilator support in the Corona Special Hospital run by the provincial hospital. 15 corona-infected persons were undergoing treatment at different isolation wards in Banke district have returned home following health recovery. District Health Office Banke's corona focal person Naresh Shrestha said 7 persons have recovered from Medical College Sisapani Isolation Center, 2 persons from Veri Hospital, 2 persons from Hotel Indrani, 2 persons from Hotel City Palace Isolation Center and 1 each from Alliance Dental and Sushil Koirala Cancer Hospital Khajura. With this, the total number of recoveries from the coronavirus infection has reached 985 in Banke district. The Education and Health Subcommittee of the Federal Parliament has monitored 2 coronavirus treatment hospitals. A team headed by Parliamentary Subcommittee Coordinator Jivan Ram Shrestha made on-site monitoring of the Manmohan Hospital at Chandragiri Municipality and the Satungal-based Armed Police Hospital yesterday. Municipality spokesperson Hari Bhakta Mahardhan said that the subcommittee had inquired about the status of COVID-19 treatment center, isolation center, health condition of the infected and food and hygiene arrangement. The Biratnagar Metropolis has handed over a RNA extraction machine for coronavirus testing to Kosi Hospital. Mayor of the Metropolis, Bhim Parajuli, handed over the machine to Chair of the Hospital Management Committee, Mohesh Bhattrai. Medical Superintendent of the Hospital, Dr. Suman Lal Das, said the equipment will help carry out the test of coronavirus quickly. With the operation of the machine, the swab samples of 1,500 people can be tested in 24 hours. Earlier, the municipality had donated a PCR testing machine to the hospital. Mayor Parajuli said that the new machine will allow the people to get the reports for coronavirus testing quickly. You are listening to Nepal's 2 PM news bulletin. On to some international updates now. The opening ceremony for talks between the Afghan government and Taliban insurgents began in Qatar capital Doha on Saturday, marking the start of negotiations aimed at the end in 2 decades of war that has killed tens of thousands of combatants and civilians. The 19-year conflict is also the United States' longest overseas military action, vexing three successive presidents. Major players in the process, including Afghanistan's Peace Council Chairman Abdullah Abdullah and Taliban leader Mullah Baradar Akhund and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, are also scheduled to speak. Officials, diplomats and allies say that although getting both sides to the negotiating table was an achievement, this does not mean the path to peace will be easy. Peru's Congress has started impeachment proceedings against President Martin Vizcarra, who is accused of trying to obstruct a corruption investigation. The move was backed in a 65-36 vote. Lawmakers are expected to debate next week whether Vizcarra should be removed for moral incapacity. He is accused of misusing public funds and then trying to cover this up. Vizcarra, age 57, denies any wrongdoing and accuses Congress of staging a political coup. Thousands of migrants and refugees left Dau shelter after a fire on the Greek island of Lesbos have been protesting against the construction of a replacement camp. Almost 13,000 people had been living in a squirrel in the overcrowded Moria camp and are desperate to leave the island. The island's residents also oppose the reconstruction of the camp and have blocked roads to stop aid deliveries. But the Greek army has already begun setting up replacement accommodation. Families have been sleeping in fields and on roads after feeling the blaze on Wednesday as authorities struggled to find accommodation for them. The Moria camp was initially designed to house 3,000 migrants. People from 70 countries had been sheltered there, most from Afghanistan. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Chitwan reports 87 new coronavirus cases today. A corona-infected man dies while undergoing treatment at a Western Regional Hospital Pokhara this morning. 15 corona-infected persons in the Bake district return home after recovery, and Afghanistan peace talks open in Qatar, seeking end to decades of war. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinereadingnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.